With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of You Are You Unapologetically, the podcast where we celebrate your journey and remind you to show up in your life, in your business, and your dreams fully and authentically. Woo! That's what we do. So today's episode is called The Inner Battles Women Face While Building Something Bigger. That's a juicy topic. Here's why. When you're a woman on a mission, maybe you're starting your own business, climbing the corporate ladder, or building something meaningful for your family, there's so much people see on the outside, the wins, the highlight reels, the milestones, but what they don't see, what they don't get to see or a glimpse of, you know, they don't always see the inner battles. Yeah, that's right. The inner battles that we deal with, the self-doubt at midnight, the times you wonder if you're enough, the guilt of feeling like you're not doing enough for your family or your team, the fear that people won't take you seriously. See, these battles are real. No, they're real. And I don't want you to think that you are weak, because they're real. They make you human. These battles make you human, right? So today we're going to dive into this topic with honesty, so that if you've been feeling these struggles, you know that you are not alone. So why is this topic so important? Why is it that we want to take a moment and have a conversation around this topic? And here's why. Many women dream of building something big. They have a goal. It's something that they want to do, right? It's their career. It's a legacy. It's a movement. It may even be a business that they want to start. But behind the scenes are silent battles. That's right. They're battles that we endure. And I've mentioned it already, and I'm going to say it again. Self-doubt. We doubt ourselves. We second-guess ourselves. We don't feel that we have enough value. Guilt about balancing our families and our ambition. We deal with guilt. We feel bad when we're taking time out from our families or our loved ones or our husbands even. Fear of failure. Ooh, see, so many of us are fearful of failing that we don't even know that failing is a part of the process, and we let that hold us back. And then we compare ourselves to others, to other businesses who may be in the industry and they're just doing so much better, right? We do these things. So these are the inner battles that are often unspoken, that we don't talk about, we don't share. Yet these inner battles that we don't talk about, right, they shape every decision that we make, and they can even fuel your growth or stop your progress? Are they stopping your progress? Are you stuck? Well, today we're going to talk about them openly. We normalize the experience and empower women to keep building while embracing their full authentic selves. So we're also going to talk about what it takes to keep moving forward and how to protect your energy and your mindset along the way. That's what this episode is all about. Oh my goodness, you guys. So I know you probably are tired of me saying this time and time again every time I have an episode about my guests, but yes, I'm biased, and I feel that all of my guests are phenomenal. And every time I get to introduce a new one, the feeling is there. And so this guest is just as phenomenal as the rest. Wait, let me tell you about our guest today. Our guest is the founder of Team Delegate, a premier provider of elite virtual executive assistant support tailored for small business owners and entrepreneurs. Team Delegate's highly skilled executive virtual assistants deliver comprehensive administrative services, empowering time-strapped CEOs like me to double their productivity and ultimately triple their earnings. As a pioneer in the virtual assistant industry, our guest began her journey as a solo virtual executive assistant, serving high-level clients for 18 years. She then leveraged her expertise to expand her company into an executive virtual assistant firm, leading a team of skill assistants. Her passion lies in showing business owners how strategic delegation can significantly enhance their bottom line. She has been featured in national media outlets such as Entrepreneur and Black Enterprises. She has also spoken for Dell's Women Entrepreneur Network, DWEN, and Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Forum, and been a guest on various podcasts, i.e. ours, right? She was included in Know's, N-O-W, apostrophe S, 40 over 40 class of 2024. And she received the 2025 Entrepreneur, the 2025 Enterprising Women of the Year Award. Our guest lives in Dallas, Texas with her husband and two sons. And in her free time, she enjoys walking, reading, and watching her favorite TV shows and movies. Please, 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 please help me to welcome our guest for this episode, Miss Tanya Thomas. Tanya, welcome, 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 welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here, my dear. Thank you so much for saying yes. I truly appreciate you being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yay! Okay, before we dive into the juicy of the juicies, I always love for our guests to share how we met, because my listeners know that I'm all over the place. And so I just love for our guests to take a moment and share how we connected and how we met. Please feel free to share.
Yes, we met at the Enterprising Women Conference earlier this year. I remember I had arrived, had just gotten into the hotel. I got my bags and everything put in the room, and I was trying to get down and get to registration to make it on time. But when I got down there, they were just wrapping up. But I saw you, Dr. Kim, you were so welcoming, and you were like, yeah, come on in, come on in. We wrapped up, but I can get you registered. And I remember that. And that was so refreshing for me after having traveled for so long and have a nice welcoming face and somebody to help me. And it was my first time being at the conference. So thank you for that. And that is how we connected and met.
Yes, absolutely. That was a phenomenal conference. And congratulations again for being an honoree. on your
Thank you.
board there. Absolutely. One of the things that Monica Smiley asked me when she asked me to do her registration table, she was like, because we need someone that's going to welcome everybody and help them to feel like they're welcome. So for you to share what you shared, thank you so much. That clearly says I'm doing my job, right? So thank you, my dear. I appreciate it. Okay, so let's get this thing started, right? Let's start. I want to acknowledge something like when you're building something bigger than yourself, fear and doubt shows up with no doubt, like every day. This is a daily visitor, right? And I know from personal reasons, right, or experience myself, I face moments and we face moments when, am I doing the right thing, right? Question pops up in our head, or will this ever work, right? Those are the type of, or what I like to call head chatter that shows up. So let me ask you, Tanya, in your journey, what inner battle have you personally faced as you built your business, as you worked on your career or a huge project? Please, please, please share and let us know how you handled them.
Yes, I mean, I think it's something that I face quite often. But if I have to think about one of the big ones, it was when I decided to scale, going from a solo business owner to someone with a team. And for me, in doing this, that meant that I was going to have to allow other people to work with my clients. That was very scary for me. I remember that. But I kept telling myself, you know, if you want to move forward, you've got to do this. So I was just talking myself into it. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but, you know, the fears that I had, they were realized. And it was that got me to a point where I also thought, okay, yeah, maybe this isn't what I want to do. But I'm still here. I got past those things, but it was super challenging. But yeah, that was probably the biggest thing that I can think of.
Wow. No, and so as women, a lot of us talk about, right, these issues or what we battle with, the imposter syndrome. And that's what I hear you saying. That little voice that said, who am I to do this? Right? Like, who am I? So have you ever like experienced that in a way where it got your attention? And how did you quiet that voice?
Yeah, like I said, it's something that happens to me all the time because you're working and you're trying to achieve a goal and you're thinking to yourself, okay, that voice pops up to say, you know, you can't do that. You know, what makes you think you can do that? And then I'm always looking at other people. I'm thinking, well, they're human like I am. They did it. You know, so I should be able to do it. But it's still sometimes difficult to imagine myself being able to hit those goals. And I don't know why, you know, we all experience that. I have no idea. I try to keep, you know, little things on my desk that I can see to help motivate me and help me to keep going. But I mean, you can do something as simple as send something out. If it's crickets, then it's like, okay, yeah, that's it. You know, I knew it. You know, that wasn't going to work. And so it's easy to try to fall back into that. So it's like it's a daily thing almost, especially, you know, when you're running and trying to operate and grow a business.
At the same time. So you mentioned just a little when you said you were looking at like others in a sense, or like, of course, who am I? But then there's also a little of that pressure of comparison, right? When you're looking outside and looking and seeing others. And did you have that experience? And you said something here about you sometimes put something on your desk, but when you're in a moment and you're locked in comparing yourself with someone else, right? What can you do or what did you do to help you refocus?
For me, and usually I'll say this, but I try to, if it's in my industry, I don't look at it. And I know they tell you, keep in touch with what your competition is. But really, though, for me, I found that that was a deterrent because that's what I would find myself doing is comparing myself to them. And then it just didn't really help my thought process, I guess I'm looking the right word that I'm looking for. It didn't motivate me. And I found that it was doing that. So if it's somebody in my industry, I don't pay attention to it. However, there are other people that aren't in my industry. So when I mention that, I still see people that, at least from the outside, it looks like they're doing well, or I'll know they're doing well because maybe they got an award for being in a certain revenue level. Then that confirms, they are there. They are successful in doing this. And that can still kind of, it does two things for me. Sometimes it can kind of demotivate me and think, okay, will I ever get there? But then sometimes too, it's the other opposite side. Well, if they did it, then I should be able to do it. There has to be, some sort of pathway or something like that that they did to get there. And I'm just determined to do it. And I often think sometimes I even wonder that to myself. It's like, how do I get up every day, come in here with the motivation and determination to keep going? And it just has to be my calling, I would think, because I do wonder that sometimes. It's like, it just has to be my calling, because otherwise I keep doing this, especially if I've had a bad day before something happened. I have had those times where I'm just maybe sometimes even in tears sitting here. But once that, I get over it and I come right back in here and keep going. So that's the only thing I can attest it to.
It's in us, right? It's in you. It's a part of you. And so it's like, and this is my thought. It's like, do you wake up one day and say, I'm tired of this right arm? Like, I'm just going to cast you to the side. We can't, because it's a part of us. And that's how I think it's, well, that's what I hear you saying, particularly about your business, that it's a part of you. Yes, sometimes I may have an ache in this arm and I lean on it too hard, it falls asleep. You know what I mean? And so, but we can't just like separate ourselves from it. So I get exactly what you're saying 100%. You know the word guilt, right? I know you heard of it. I heard sometimes that word, that guilt, the emotional guilt, that feeling comes up in us when we're sacrificing time with family or neglecting other responsibilities, right? How do you personally navigate that feeling of guilt when it shows up?
That's something that I've dealt with over the years. As you read in the bio, I've been in business for 20 years, a little more so. And when I first started, my oldest son, I guess he was maybe four, somewhere around in there. And I remember always spending a lot of time in the office because I was just getting started then. And I would spend a tremendous amount of time in there. And he would come in sometimes playing around the office, and I would feel so bad. That is something that, it has been challenging to deal with. Of course, now he's older, he's 25, and I have an 18-year-old as well. So the 18-year-old was born during this process. But it's still challenging, even though they're older, because both of them are still here. And so here at the house. And so I'll find myself thinking, because no matter how old your kids get, you're still a mom, you're still momming them. It's just different things. Like, of course, when they were little, it may have been, don't touch that or whatever. Now, as they are coming into adulthood, it's still trying to teach them maybe how to manage their money, different things like that, helping them find a job or, so still dealing with those types of things. And I find myself still feeling guilt because I was thinking the other day, both of them still, they both work and their off days are different. I need to sit down with them and talk to them a little bit more about managing their finances. But when do I do that? They'll still, even now that they're older, they'll come in here in the office because one of them did the other day. He was, thinking about taking some college courses. And it's like, I'm explaining to him, I'm working. You'll have to come after hours and I'll work. I still feel guilty. So that part, I just try to do what I can. And, make sure, like I said, that if it's in the evening or something like that, I get with them. I still sometimes find myself if they come in here, which most time they still try to come in when mom is in there working, and I'll stop and I'll help them. That I think is something that we always deal with. I just feel like that doesn't go away. You know, you're going to feel guilty, but one thing that I do try to do is I cook dinner every day. So I make sure that I do that for them. We all sit down and have meals together. In the evenings, I watch television, you know, with my husband. So I do still try to make time for it. So as I'm talking out loud, I see that I am incorporating it all. Even though I feel like I'm not, I guess I have worked in my own little system to make sure that I still spend time with them. But yeah, because this is, as you know, a lot of work goes into this.
Oh, yes, it does. It does. And what I hear you saying, and thank you so much, is don't believe the hype in thinking the guilt stops. No, the guilt is there and it will always be there because, and you said it, you're always a mom. There's nothing that's going to change the fact that you will never be a mom because you're always a mom and you're always a wife, right? And so in our household, I don't have children, but I'm a wife. And I get it. I get exactly what you're saying because I feel guilty and I'm like, oh, I need to do this. And my husband will come in and say, hey, I need to talk about this. And I'm like, hey, babe, I'm on a call, right? And he'll look at the screen and he'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, right? And make his way out of the office. So I get what you're saying. It's managing that. But what you also indicated is that you recognize that there are things that you do to not to find an excuse or to say, hey, I'm sorry, I couldn't give you time, but it's you loving them. It's you doing the things that you do on a daily basis to show them that, hey, I love you. Although I'm busy, I do love you and you're important to me. And so I clearly hear you and I clearly get it. What I want our listeners to walk away with is some steps that they can take today, right? Just you sharing. So, what do you have any like habits or maybe a mindset shift that you underwent that helped you to overcome the inner battles? And my tongue's not working right today. Those inner battles that come up, such as guilt, pressure, comparing yourself, self-doubt, imposter syndrome, like all of those things. Is this something that you can share now that maybe our listeners can just, and it doesn't have to be anything big and spectacular, something small for them to take or to do today. That's what I wanted to say. That like they can implement that like right now.
Yes. For me, it is having personal mentors, and then I call virtual mentors. And so those personal mentors for me are my mother and my husband. And I don't think that I would probably still be going doing it if it weren't for them. Whenever I'm having a hard time, I go to them and they always give me the best advice. They always encourage me. And then my virtual mentors are people that don't even know that I exist. And I say that these are people that I follow online. They have podcasts, you know, they'll do videos online, and they always provide encouragement as well. And so I listen to those people almost on a daily basis. When I'm doing laundry, when I'm cooking dinner, I have those, have them in my head. And so those are things that I use to help me stay motivated, help with the imposter syndrome and all of those types of things, because you need that in order to keep going. This is a journey, you know, as you're growing your business. And so you really, as people say, you can't really do it alone, and you can't. So having somebody in your corner like that that you can talk to. So if you don't have personal ones, like I said, find virtual ones and listen to them. But that's what helps me to stay motivated.
That's so powerful. Thank you so much for that. So, and you know, for me personally, one of the things that helped me was me writing down my why, right? Why am I doing this? And it was a time when I wrote it down weekly. Like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing it? What am I doing this for? And it reminded me that, of course, of my why, but also I recognize in that is that the growth took time. Like it's not going to happen overnight. So that helped me tremendously. And I know when you shared how, like, your husband and your mother, like, and oh, the part of the virtual assistants, and they don't even know you, right? Like, you watch people, you find people to empower you, encourage you, to motivate you, to keep you going, which is absolutely scrumptious. So let me ask you this. For a woman who feels stuck, right? They're stuck in their inner struggle, right? Comparison, doubt, imposter syndrome, asking the questions. They're stuck and they can't move, right? What advice would you give to this person or this woman?
I would say, you know, you have it in you. We all do. If that's on your heart, like we talked about earlier, then that's your calling. And realize that. If that's something that you are striving for, it's been on your heart for a long time, you have it in you to keep going. So building that inner strength inside of you and knowing that is what's going to help keep you going. So you're going to, and then realize you're going to have tough days. Because like I said, it's a journey. It's not something that's a sprint or that happens overnight. So just realize that, but know that, yeah, you have that in you. If that's something that's on your heart that's been placed there, then that's your calling. And remember that.
Yes. So thank you. And what I hear you saying is that knowing who you are and what you're doing on the inside and knowing that, like holding on to that, that is what you want them to, this woman to know, like you hold on to that and don't let go. That's what I hear you saying.
Right. Correct.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So for our listeners who want to connect with you, please, Tanya, please feel free to provide a way for them to connect with you, share your website, your email address, and tell us a little bit more about your company, like what you're doing, your social media handle, whatever you would like to share, please do so, so our listeners will know how to connect with you.
Sure. As Dr. Kim mentioned earlier, I have a company called Team Delegate. It is US-based virtual EAs. So we provide remote assistance, calendar management, inbox management, client care, anything to help support you as you grow your business, to give you the time that you need to work on your business and not in it. And you can learn more about us at teamdelegate.com. I am also a heavy LinkedIn user, so you can find me there, Tanya Thomas.
Awesome, 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 awesome. Tanya, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, sharing, pouring out value, and just giving back to our community. We truly, truly appreciate you for being here. Thank you again and again. And now to our listeners, you guys, I'll be right back after this. I'm back. Wow. This has been such a rich conversation. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Tanya Thomas, for saying yes, and again, for being here and for sharing your insights. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's recap, right? Let's recap some key takeaways for everyone listening. Inner battles like self-doubt, guilt, and comparison are common. It's common, right? And so what you want to do is acknowledge them. That's the first step in battling them, right? So acknowledge them because it's common. Tanya said it, guilt doesn't stop. Like, it's going to be there. And so the thing is, how do you manage that guilt? What do you do? Do you carry it around with you all day long, every day, feeling guilty? No, it's common. Tanya said this as well. Surround yourself with people who will uplift you, who's going to support you, right? Put a support system in place that matters. I love that Tanya said she has in-person and virtual mentors, right? And the virtual mentors, they don't even know about her. They don't know she exists, but she follows them and she allows them to empower and encourage her. Here's something. Celebrate small wins along the way to stay motivated. I love to celebrate. I love it. And I don't care how minute, how micro the win is, I'm celebrating. I celebrate with ice cream. I celebrate with cookies. because I like to eat. I do. But let's celebrate the small wins along the way. Write down your why. See, this is something that I did, and it helped me, and it kept me grounded. And when doubt crept in, and when doubt creeps in, right, then you have something to look at. This is my why. Why am I doubting myself? This is my why. This is why I'm doing this. And I want you to remember, always remember, building something bigger is a journey. And that's what Tanya said. It's a journey. It's a journey. It's not a rat race at all. Or, well, I said a rat race. It can be, right? But here's the thing. It's not a race. And so recognize the fact that this is a journey. We have to definitely take some action today. All right. I want you guys to take some action today. So take out your journal, or you can write on a piece of paper, or put notes on your phone. Whatever is easy for you is what I want you to do. So here's your action step. What's one inner battle that you've been facing lately? I want you to write down that inner battle that you've been facing lately. Is it self-doubt? Is it guilt? Is it comparing yourself to others? Right? Is it the imposter syndrome? Write it down, okay? And then I want you to write about how has that one battle been holding you back? That's what I want you to do. I want you to have a conversation with yourself about how that one thing has been holding you back. And a step that you can take this week, I prefer today, but okay, take it this week so that you can move forward despite the inner battles. It may be reaching out to a mentor, right? It may be finding a virtual mentor. Something simple as setting a boundary, right? Set a boundary of the time that, like, such as time, or the other boundary that you can set is a space boundary, right? As well, giving yourself time and space to be in that battle, but then that's it, right? That's it. Like, whatever it is, right? And then the other thing that I want you to do is celebrate a recent win. Celebrate a recent win. You may not want to do it with ice cream. You may not want to do it with cookies like me, but make sure you celebrate it, right? You can buy yourself a book. You can buy yourself some earrings, just something simple. You don't have to spend a whole lot or do a whole lot to celebrate. Why? Because society's rigid expectations and endless opinions. You guys hear me say this over and over and over again. I'd like to end my podcast with this. So the rigid expectations and endless opinions, self-expression and self-appreciation, oh my gosh, it feels challenging. It becomes daunting. We don't want to do it, right? And because of that, we push it away, we hide, we run from it, or we just go with the flow. But I'm here to remind you, I'm here to tell you that you are you unapologetically. And it means being true to how you were created and not allowing people's opinions, sometimes your own, right, to affect how you show up in life. Don't allow it to affect how you show up in life, how you show up at work, how you show up with people, because you don't have time. There's no time to be intimidated by the presence of others and to think little of yourself. That's a waste of time. When you show up without pretense, without hesitation, oh my goodness, I say it over and over, the world can't dull your glamour. The world can't touch you when you show up like that. And here's the sweet part. You will be empowered and inspired to shine your light, shine it so brightly, and share it with others so that you can empower them, encourage them to share or tap into their own brilliance. Mm-hmm. So what are we trying to do here? Put an end to this disparaging mindset and begin to own your authentic self. That's what I'm talking about here. Yes. So join me here. Here, I create a safe space. I bring in influential speakers, right? To have a conversation about you being you, about being you, period, because you are you. unapologetically. And who can do you better? Tell me, who can do you better? I dare you to find someone. I dare you. Remember, you are not alone in the struggle. You're not. You are building something bigger. And that takes courage. It takes courage. Keep showing up. Keep believing in your vision. And never, ever, 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 ever forget that you are you unapologetically. Don't ever forget that. So I just want to take another moment just to thank you for joining us today. Thank you so much, Tanya Thomas, for being on our podcast. Mwah, 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 mwah to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing your heart, for sharing your wisdom, for giving value. Thank you for that. And to everyone listening, if this is an episode that resonates with you, you know, please share it with another woman. Please share it with someone who you know might need this encouragement, because it's not easy, right? Doing this. You're not alone, but it's not easy, right? It's a journey that we're on. And I always want you to always keep being you unapologetically. No one can do it better. That's it for now. Ciao, ciao. Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.